Australia's number one nightly current affairs show, leading a dedicated team, real stories.
No one wants a Volkswagen. No one wants to see Bumblebee the movie.
Real people.
Why are you touching Mary Poppins?
Real result.
If that's Mick Dundee's son, that's a fucking... He's like, what a dropkick.
That's
Laser Sandwich.
It's Laser Sandwich. My name's Adam Prue. And as always, I'm joined by the best-selling author of How Deep Is My Stove, Mr. Jeremy Gidley. Give him a round.
Thanks, Adam.
It's a pleasure. What a read. What a page turner. Because people need to know how deep their stoves are. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's a short story. It's only one page.
Really?
It's just the dimensions of how deep the stove is.
But is it your stove?
Yes.
Well, shouldn't this book have been called How Deep Is My Stove?
It is, isn't it? How Deep Is My Stove?
You wrote it.
You just said that.
I haven't read the book. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I've just been handed this by our producer, Billy, to say that's what your credentials are. I'm sorry. That's a bit embarrassing, but...
Do your homework, mate.
Next time...
You're looking unprofessional right now. The joke's on you.
Is it? Or is it on you?
No, it's on you.
Okay. You sure?
Yes.
Is it my joke's on you? Or you? Your joke's on me?
Your joke on me is now... on you.
Okay. Just a couple of jokers. A couple of Joaquin Phoenixes,
possibly.
Speaking
of jokers, who's the joker who's casting Joaquin Phoenix in any movie?
Well, I think people just like saying Joaquin. Don't you love a bit of Joaquin? It sounds like a dish.
Could I get
the Moroccan dish? The wild Joaquin with quinoa. Imagine that.
Quinoa.
Maybe he could...
He could bring out his own quinoa.
Joaquinoa.
Exactly.
Hey, who's keen for Joaquinoa? That's the ad. Now, we've got so many trailers to get through.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Joaquin for a minute.
Yeah.
He's been possibly rumoured, allegedly.
Could it be just a joke? Like,
do you reckon it's Jared Leto's
he's making
trick.
A joke.
Jared Leto's done this, hasn't he?
He'll be flipping out too.
He'll be doing kickflips.
He's like, what? I've just, you know, like he's sending people dead animals and shit.
Yeah. He? Condoms, weird stuff.
Yeah, for nothing. And they're like, nah, we're not actually going to keep you as a joker at all.
Yeah, because at least if you're going to send dead rats, you want two movies at least. Or be the main joker. So, apparently he's still the joker in Suicide Squad 2, Jared Leto.
You can't have two different actors playing jokers.
No.
In the same time frame. Like, if it's, yeah, like we... Obviously, yeah. Jack Nicholson, old school.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger was the more modern one.
Yes.
Then
Cesar Romero, greatness, legend, right? But this is going to confuse audiences. This is what I always say. Don't confuse audiences.
That's what you do always say.
I always say that. I think that, again, they're throwing stuff out. See what the internet says.
Yeah.
They're throwing
it's like they can't make up
shit on walls and see what sticks.
It's like, who's getting paid to make decisions?
They got four films they have announced with Harley Quinn in it.
Honestly,
plus,
I don't
this joke
see how they can make four movies
with Harley Quinn. Then one may happen, Suicide Squad 2, out of that, I'm betting. But then is Jared Leto actually going to... Because I know he's pissed off.
Yeah, didn't he ring you the other day?
Yeah. He said...
Hey, I'm pissed off.
I'm pissed off. And I said, yeah, Blade Runner 2049 wasn't that bad. He said, no, about this whole Joaquin business.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's this, a new dish? And he's like, no, the actor. I'm, oh, Joaquin Phoenix. He's good. He's really, really good.
Do you like Joaquin Phoenix?
Don't you think he's good?
I
are you Jared Leto now, or are you me? Have I got the phone?
I'm Jared McKinley.
Whoa, the original Jared.
The OJ.
The OJ. That is your new nickname.
OJ.
OJ. I don't know if that's a good nickname though.
Well,
OJ Simpson.
No.
Remember what he did?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Just don't add the Simpson. I think I went off him in Gladiator.
Joaquin.
Yes.
But wouldn't that be when you were on him? Like.
No.
Had you seen him in anything
else?
I hated,
because the character in that...
But had you seen
was a
Joaquin?
Fucking bitch, a shit bloke. He's just a shit bloke.
Yes.
He killed Maximus.
Spoiler alert for Gladiator. Thanks very much.
People,
haven't seen
everyone
it.
Knows. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows the story. Yeah. Everyone knows history.
And that's when I don't know, I just went off him.
Yes.
That weird shit he did with the documentary or whatever. What was it?
That was good. That was good.
Was it?
It was good. I enjoyed it. What's it called again? Yeah, when he was a rapper.
Yeah, that was just pointless. It was a waste of time.
It's art, dude. It's art. It's Joaquin, baby. It's Joaquin. So imagine he did that. He grew up and became a rapper. What can he do with the Joker? Will he actually take down Gotham? Will he build Gotham City as an actor, turn into the Joker and blow it up?
I don't think he'll be able to do that.
I think he'll... Look, Jared Leto sent dead rats. He's going to go overboard, I reckon. He's going to graffiti, ha ha ha, and things. and possibly play jokes
so
on people.
So you're a fan of the
I don't know if I'm a fan of the idea of him playing. I don't know, because Flight of the Phoenix was pretty shit. Let's be honest. That movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Quaid was in Inner Space, shrank small.
Yeah.
Ant-Man we spoke about last week, superhero movie.
Also,
Batman is a superhero movie. Villain, the Joker. Been the Joker. Joaquin Phoenix is in rumors to play the Joker. What do you think?
I'm thinking no.
No, I think it's not unfair to Leto. It's like you've already given the job to someone else. You can't be fishing around.
I liked his look as the Joker.
Hmm.
And I really liked his performance as well.
He's not the reason Suicide Squad was average.
No, not at all.
So don't go recasting. Why not just have him, if you want to do a solo Joker movie, can we not just have Jared Leto?
Hmm.
He won't have probably the tattoos, if that's what people don't like about the character.
Because
it's an origin story. So let's see a different take a little bit.
Where?
A younger Joker.
Hmm.
So we're saying no to Joaquin? Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
All right. So watch this space. We'll keep you updated on the Joaquin Phoenix and...
Joaquin Ma.
So call us Joaquin if you're interested in that.
Yeah.
If not, we'll give it to Jared Leto. Jared Leto. From Pasta. Sounds like a pasta, doesn't it?
Nah.
Oh, give me the Jared Leto. Yes.
No. When you say it like that, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's why you have to order a Jared Leto. All right, so...
What if he brought out his own blocks?
Here we go.
His blocks that he puts together and he calls it Jared Legos.
Maybe. Maybe. I think we get sidetracked with all these business ideas and food based on celebrity names. But even
that's better
names.
As a pasta, Jared Legos, because Legos pasta, like, they got the pasta sauce.
They do as well.
But is that a copyright? Well, because his name's in
front. But his name's not Lego, though.
No, but that doesn't matter.
It does, I think.
Well, Quinoa is obviously not his real name.
You invented it, though.
All right, let's move on.
All right, so let's hope that this doesn't happen. But I wouldn't mind seeing Joaquin as a Joker. But I think you got to give it to the guy you gave the job to first. Give him a shot. Give him a real shot. He hasn't had a real shot yet.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? He's been a bit part in Suicide Squad, which was overshadowed.
I think, actually, by the guy I'm thinking about Joaquin's face.
He's not about his face.
He's got a Joker face.
What if he brought out a song with Lady Gaga?
Called Joker Face.
And my Joker Face.
Mm.
Would that work? Would that... Hey,
publicity.
Let's look at history for a minute. Turn your books to page 53. Kiss by a Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Batman song? Or Seal?
Yes.
There's many Batman songs. U2.
Batman.
By U2.
Yeah.
That was great. And many, and the list goes on. Many of the list goes on.
It's heaps of...
Let's get a Batman soundtrack. I'm surprised Will Smith didn't do Suicide Squad.
The rap?
Yeah, what are we, some kind of Suicide Squad? Wiki. Suicide Squad.
That's the lyrics.
They are the lyrics to a possible song. Now, OG.
What's
your name?
You call me OG. The OG OJ.
OG OJ. Get yourself together. All right.
Okay.
We've got a lot of trailers to get through.
Mm.
We've been inundated.
Mm-hmm.
Every day there's been something that's gone, hey, watch me for 2 to 3 minutes on the internet.
And that's a lot of time to be taken out of your day.
That's a week. Other than looking up Joaquin Phoenix.
And porn.
Porn?
Don't you watch a lot of porn on your phone?
But that's separate to Joaquin Phoenix, though.
Joaquin porn. Is there something there?
No, there's nothing. Move on. There's nothing. But yes. Trailers. Mm. Or failures. Have they been failures? Have they been trailers? This is your one-stop shop for all your...
Trailer needs.
Is it good? Is it bad? Is it
average?
Not worth your time?
Is it not worth the data?
Why not waste your minutes and your data on this podcast and listen to us?
Yes.
Talk about the trailers instead of watching them. I think that's better.
Yeah.
Trailers aren't visual. They're audio.
That's right.
I've always said that.
Like at the cinema, when they put the trailers on, I'm like always...
Blindfolds. I wear a blindfold these days. You don't see me because it's dark. I was wearing a blindfold when we saw 50 Shades Freed.
You thought actually turned around and faced the back of the cinema.
I thought you were being kinky too. We both got our kinky wires crossed.
Yes.
And then when we saw Kinky Boots, we said, what a show. What a show. Why couldn't this be a movie? And it was a movie. It was a movie. And we said, oh yeah, it was a movie. Anyway... And then we watched the trailer. What did we watch, Jared, first?
We first watched...
Tell me about it.
Deadpool 2.
Didn't watch Deadpool 1. We skipped it because we saw the movie. But Deadpool 2 is a trailer that's been out. Trailer or failure?
Well,
Jared.
I think it doesn't show much about, obviously, the movie itself. It doesn't really show much of the story.
Yeah, so we have no idea the story.
Which is good, because I don't
gonna be
feel
much
like
story
I need
to. Deadpool anyway.
It's
a bunch of
I think
of
it's
going to
be sort of...
A loose story.
Cable is in it. Yes. So that Josh Brolin.
JB.
Yeah.
He's done it again.
He looks sick.
His haircut, his metal arm, his big gun.
I really like Josh Brolin.
Yes.
Since the Goonies.
Many years ago. You said he's going to be something.
He's going to be somebody.
And were you too young to like Josh Brolin that way when you first saw
What do you mean by that way?
Well, which way are you meaning it?
In a good actor
kind of way. Oh, kinky wires have been crossed again. Sorry. He's an attractive man.
He is.
Sicario. I'm saying Sexario. Are you?
Goonies. I'm saying Spoonies. Because that's what I'd like to do.
Because it's age appropriate. Isn't
it?
It
is now. He's the oldest. What are you talking about, mate?
But when you're using analogies and metaphors, sexual, you can't throw the Goonies in without saying Spoonies is age appropriate.
But we're talking about JB.
It's delicate times these days, Jared.
He's old enough in the Goonies. He's the old one, remember?
But he's how old is he? How old is he?
In the Goonies.
At a pitch.
18.
Is he?
He's driving, isn't he? Does he have
a car?
Yeah,
he drives 16 in America. So he can... I just imagine you're getting arrested for some reason for masturbating over a young Josh Brolin. Oh, I thought he was 18. Oh, imagine that. Anyway, do you love Cable in this? Not like that. You like the look of Cable?
Yeah.
Greatness.
I'm looking forward to seeing this movie.
Did you like the jokes that we got to see? Is this the funny movie that Ant-Man and the Wasp should have been?
Well, it could be. We don't know. We haven't seen it yet.
Wow, it's not looking good for old Paul Rudd and Imogen Lily.
St. Paul Dardo, yeah.
I'm thinking about it. Thinking about saying it. Don't tempt me. Don't push me.
All right,
Paul.
All right.
And you.
So...
You're going to answer my question.
Which was...
The Goonies. Get off the Goonies.
I didn't even say the Goonies.
You're obsessed, man.
Yeah, that's all you can think about now.
Can we talk about a movie that's coming out this year? Like, all right.
So, Deadpool 2.
All right. So, I'm saying.
You're saying.
Did you like the jokes that we saw in the Deadpool 2 trailer?
Yeah, what jokes were there?
So, there was the blind gun. Blind lady with a gun was funny.
That wasn't
hilarious.
A joke. That was just
a slight gag.
Comedy in the movie, but not a joke. Not like stand up.
He's not doing the stand up. Hey, did you like the humor? Did you like the humor in the trailer?
It's the same. It's going to be the same as the first one.
Really funny.
And I did enjoy the humor.
It's got humor. It's got action.
Yeah.
Are you happy with my saying it's got action in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Action and not jokes. Humor.
Yep. That's fine.
X-Force maybe. Group of people that are maybe or maybe
like
not
the X-Men X-Force. Rejects or something.
Fans of the X-Force, write in. Were they X-Men rejects or X-Factor rejects? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Could be. Nobody
Excalibur.
No one turned the chair.
Exiles. That's all. No one turned the chair.
That's the voice, isn't it? It's not X-Factor. Is it that X-Factor?
Are you talking about Professor X turned his chair?
He didn't turn his chair. That's,
that's
he
it.
He just sits there and, what power have you got? Don't worry, I already know.
See ya.
Just hit the road.
Don't bother. Don't come back next year. Yeah, we've got, you know, Domino, his girlfriend... Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
What do you think of his girlfriend, by the way?
No, I liked her in Deadpool.
What did 1. You like about her?
Greatness.
Great what?
Greatness. Acting talent. Mate, I don't love her the way you love Josh Brolin in Goonies. If that's what you're trying to get at.
So if she said, hey, how about Spoonies? You'd say no?
So are you trying to get something in the lexicon of the world? Watching the Goonies while spooning. Is this something that... Is this the new... Bukkake. Is this what you're saying?
I don't think it's anywhere near the same level as Bukkake.
It's a tame level.
Spooning is something that doesn't have to be sexual. It can just be comforting. You know you can rent huggers? Like pay people to just cuddle.
Oh, so this is what it is. You're starting a business, are you?
So that's going to be on our Patreon account.
If you want to hug from Jared...
$1.
Patreon.com/lasersandwich. So $1 gives you a hug. $5?
The Spoonies.
What? Jeez, you going for $5, are you? I was at least getting a spoon from you. $5, jeez. You going cheap, are you?
Mm.
You're value for money.
That's it.
Yes. Where are we?
We've been going off the rail a bit, haven't we? Let's put the train on the tracks.
Off we go. Choo, choo, choo. All aboard. Trailer of failure was Deadpool 2 to you. Did you get the way I structured that question?
No, but we didn't.
Did you really like it or not, mate? Was it Goonies to you? Was it Josh Brolin, 16-year-old Josh Brolin in a car? Was it?
I don't like 16-year-old Josh Brolin in a car. I like...
He's acting.
He's acting.
Yes.
And as a person, I'm sure he's a good bloke. But
he's a great bloke.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to Deadpool 2.
Yes.
It's going to be action-packed. It's going to have the same humour.
Laughs a minute.
Laughs a minute.
I guarantee it.
Ryan Reynolds.
Burnt Ryan Reynolds.
Is there any other kind?
It's the best. They should do a bit, right? In Deadpool 2. Two guys, a girl, and a pizza face. Because his face looks like a pizza.
That would be good.
Surely he's thought of that joke, Ryan. Right in. Credit us if you haven't. But surely he's thought of that joke. Burnt Ryan Reynolds.
And Burt Reynolds.
He's in it. Really?
Yes. It's his dad.
Who's dad? Ryan Reynolds' dad is Burt Reynolds or Deadpool Wade Wilson's dad? Both.
Not in real life.
But they got the same name.
It doesn't mean it's his dad.
So, but
imagine
just...
that. You meet someone with the same name. You must be my dad.
Maybe.
Same name. It's got to be.
Maybe. What if Ryan Reynolds is in the movie as himself as well? Like, it's a movie that could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Burt Reynolds is his dad.
Yeah.
Would you be happy with that?
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Would you want credit?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So it's Deadpool 2, go out, see it.
It's a trailer.
We're saying trailer.
Lock it in. Now, where's the train going? Stopping next.
So.
Next stop.
Next stop. Station Mission Impossible.
Boom. Is Tom Cruise driving the train and smashing it into a truck as well? As he jumps out, breaks his legs.
Mm. Both of them.
Both of them.
It's just army crawls for the rest of the movie.
Dum, 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 dum. That's why it's so impossible this time.
Yes.
He's like.
No legs.
He's got no legs. He's got his mask on backwards.
It's a face mask.
Yes.
So you can't see.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Everything's got pear-shaped.
Now, this trailer, I've never watched a Mission Impossible trailer so often as I have this one.
Mm.
Everything about it I loved. This is how you do a trailer, Hollywood.
Ving Rhames, number one.
Ving Rhames. Number two, Ving Rhames' hat is so important these days. And the way he wears it, sideways. Three, Tom Cruise. Four, Tom Cruise's broken foot.
How many Tom Cruises are in this
Tom
movie?
Cruise in a nice sweater. Six, Tom Cruise running over girls. That's what I want.
Oh, yes, on the bike.
Seven.
But I didn't like him running over her because I actually really like her.
She's dead. Seven, Henry Cavill's mustache.
It's not even that good of a mustache. Like, so, it's not. I thought it would be cute. They could have easily just glued something on.
Are you saying that wasn't worth ruining Justice League for that mustache?
No.
Ooh, I reckon it was.
You really like
from what I've seen it. From his look.
Couldn't they have just stuck
he's
it
like
on?
He's like got the, and a boxer move. Like he's like a 1930s sexy boxer or something.
1930s?
Yes. That's the circa 1930s. Now, he was great in that Academy Award.
In the trailer?
Eight. Eight's great. Helicopters.
Yep. Always helicopters.
Nine. Tom Cruise.
Again.
Again.
Ten. That weird dude from the last one.
The weird, he's number 10, the weird dude. 11, his ex-wife or wife. Are they married still? Yeah. He just thinks, she thinks he's dead, but he's not. And she knows he's alive and he's alive and everyone's all happy.
Yeah, that's weird.
12, the music. How good is it?
Mm.
Now, it's a great song. It's Imagine Dragons. it's a three-year-old song too. It's not even a Mission Impossible song. How good is that? I thought, being a Mission Impossible Fallout, they could have got Fallout Boy. That would have made sense.
Mm.
But they've gone with this great Dunga Dunga Dunga, which sounds like Mission Impossible, and it fits perfect.
It does.
That's a trailer. Hollywood. Well, all you need is random Tom Cruise jumping off things to write the trailer. But do you honestly think, let's be serious for a sec, that the fact that he does his own stunts makes it look better visually?
I think it does.
It does. I reckon it does.
Yeah.
It looks like he gets hit by a car.
Well, last Mission Impossible, he was hanging onto the side of an aeroplane when it took off.
Yeah. And then the one before that, off that big building.
Yeah, that's insane.
Hanging off the cliff again in that
Metallica
one. In the Metallica film clip, yeah. He just loves it. He's a madman, and I'm worried about him, but it looks good.
Mm. It does look good. But they've got that much safety stuff going on.
Hey, Couldn't save his foot.
Yeah, but Jackie Chan broke his ankle too, jumping off the building.
Jackie Chan's no Tom Cruise, though.
What's that meant to mean?
One's going to see Mr. Nice Guy too, because it's
didn't you
not,
see
never
going
to get made.
That,
The Foreigner.
Yeah, have you seen that?
No, no one has.
I
rubbish.
Have. I've seen it.
You're the only one.
It's good.
And you saw it because of Pierce Brosnan. Racist. Now, Pierce Brosnan is a racist. Jared is, ladies and gentlemen.
I love Jackie Chan.
Yeah, I love Jackie Chan too. We all do. We're having a bit of fun. But
are we?
Is Jackie Chan just Tom Cruise in a Jackie Chan mask? Is that possible?
They're both short.
They're both
similar build.
They're both Mr. Nice Guys, I've heard. Both nice guys. Tom Cruise is a bit weird.
A bit fruity.
A bit fruity, but he's a lovable fruit. He gets bums on seats. And
Jackie Chan, everyone loves him.
I know The Tuxedo is your favourite movie.
No, that was what?
There's no Goonies? Is that what you're saying?
No, there was no Goonies that one.
Jennifer Love Hewitt
yeah.
in a tuxedo. What more
terrible.
Do you want?
Have you seen that movie?
Yes, of course.
How
I have.
Bad
I wouldn't
that?
Reference a movie I haven't seen. Thank you very much. I'm not an amateur. You
reference my book that you never read?
Well, that's different. You're no Jackie Chan or Jennifer Love Hewitt. Even though I wish you were both.
Both?
Oh, imagine that. I'll do my own stunts, thanks. Whoa. What does that mean? Who knows? Now, Jared. Is it a trailer? Of course it is. Let me tell you. Is
I'm
it?
Agreeing with you on that one.
It was good.
Yes. I've always enjoyed the Mission Impossible movies.
They're the perfect combo of Fast and the Furious, James Bond.
What I do like about it, even though it's called Mission Impossible for a reason, because they do some stunts and crazy shit that you'd think, well, that's impossible.
But it's
done in a way that you don't watch the movie and go, oh, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
Because it's done that well that you go, okay, yep, they pulled it off. You know,
It's almost possible.
Yeah.
Where, like, Fast and Furious, you go, oh,
yeah. Like, since when did Vin Diesel learn how to fly?
But, yeah, it is. And I guess that helps because he practically does it, almost. Like, there is footage of him flying that chopper in the mountains.
Yeah?
Not into a truck. I think that's CGI truck.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. But he might have done it. He might have flown into a truck. All right. So, that's the trailer. That's great.
Greatness.
Here's my famous Mission Impossible predictions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Henry Cavill spin-off movie.
No.
Agent Mustache. No?
No.
Won't happen.
No.
I saw him in 3 seconds in that trailer. I said, give that man a movie. Give him something. Look, he's not Superman anymore. That's done. Done and dusted.
Is it?
Unfortunately, I'm calling it.
Beep. What do you mean?
You've heard of your first, mate. Spoilers for Justice League, Jared. Ruined it. No, people haven't seen it out there.
Everyone's seen Justice League. And if they haven't, then they don't really care about it.
Well, that's a big call.
It's the truth, isn't it, Adam?
Yeah, I'm calling it. No, I'm calling
You can't handle the truth!
I'm calling the truth that the DCU, or the DCEU, or whatever bullshit they want to spin, it's all over. Like,
yeah, they're struggling.
Affleck's like, get me out of this suit.
Wonder Woman's like, I wonder what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm carrying everyone on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And she's strong enough to do.
She's not that strong, really.
She's not that strong. No, she's not that strong.
Aquaman's like, fuck water, I'm drinking bourbon and throwing bottles. And
he's had enough.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know if Superman's getting, like, I don't know. I just don't know the future of the DCU at this stage.
Mm.
Like, I have a feeling they're going to reboot it all again.
No.
And that means Henry Cavill's out of a gig.
He's got plenty of offers.
That's, yeah, I'm offering Mission Impossible Mustache.
You're offering it, are you?
Yeah, he's owned.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I am, boy. No, but I think, based on what I saw, that would be a good project for him, a spin-off.
Yeah.
Like Hobbs for Fast and Furious. Henry Cavill's the new Rock. He's not that big.
He doesn't even have that kind
talent
of...
talent and charisma.
No, he doesn't have the charisma.
The Rock's done. I'm calling it beep.
Mate, what are you...
I'm saying...
The Rock's done, is he? There's a trailer coming up later today.
That's one of the reasons why he's...
Later today, guys. How long is this just episode? Hanging there.
No, but that's one of the reasons why he's cooked, all right?
You reckon that's...
I smell the Rock is cooking and it's shit this year. He's got that. He's got Rampage. Oh, are we up to Skyscraper yet? Or are we?
Not yet.
All right, what do we got first?
Still got another couple of trailers to go.
All right, sorry. All right,
let's go to Skyscraper.
All right.
So, we forgot to say trailer or failure.
For Mission Impossible.
Oh, we're still talking about that. The Mission Impossible agent with a mustache.
We haven't seen the trailer yet. I can't call it. I reckon it'd be
just,
shit.
You reckon it'd be shit, okay.
Shit.
Failure.
Who wants to see Andrew Campbell's mustache in an hour and a half movie?
Well, it must be good if they're going to leave it on and have to CGI around it.
Well,
spend millions of dollars saying that we can't shave that off.
Maybe that's why, because they knew their movie was coming out. They need that trademark look, or else he'd look like Superman.
Yeah, they want him to now be the man
with the mustache. Not the man from Uncle.
No,
the man with the mustache.
Yes, he might have an uncle,
With a mustache too. And an auntie.
With a mustache too.
Could be. Different times, you know. People accepted it. Have you seen The Greatest Showman? Full beard.
Yes.
Look like Hugh Jackman's balls. Didn't it?
I haven't seen it. I'm just... No.
Okay.
You can't say that she looked like a
beard. I said the beard did.
What? Okay.
Oscar nominee, Hugh Jackman's balls. Anyway. All right. You want to go to Skyscraper or we've gone off it? Let's go back in order to a great trailer, surely. What have you got for us?
I wouldn't say great trailer, Adam. Venom.
All right, next one. Because basically that's all. What was it?
What was it? A failure. Just like, it just showed us Tom Hardy's in it, really.
Yeah.
We already knew that.
Michelle Williams.
We already knew
Jen that. Lindley from Dawson's Creek. Everyone loves it.
Mm.
What was it? It wasn't even anything. It just showed, what is the movie? Him getting an MRI and riding a bike. Was he on the bike? Was there someone else on the bike?
With the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was on a bike.
So he's on a bike. He's getting an MRI. He goes to a convenience store and walks around and says, "Hey, you don't know what's inside you, kid." Like, pretty much, isn't it? Like,
That's it.
That's his accent. So, look, I hate to say it, but that's a failure.
Well, as a trailer, it's a failure. Doesn't mean the movie's going to be a failure.
I'm saying...
Well, flatline. You're saying it's flatlined.
It's got me worried.
Well, if it's flatlined...
we can still save it. There's still time.
You reckon? CPR? Got,
yeah, in October, we'll CPR it, see if it's good.
Anything Tom Hardy does is good.
Yeah, I know.
It'll be a good movie.
He's not wishy-washy.
His performance will be good. The trailer just hasn't shown us what's going on, which I like, but... What's the point? They shouldn't have even bothered bringing that out. Like, it doesn't change nothing for me. I was like, okay, tell me something I didn't know.
Exactly. Wow. He's in a gown.
There's this black alien liquid thing that becomes his suit.
Yeah, we know that. Show us the suit, what he looks like at least. But I know, because I trust Tom Hardy, and I'm sure he wouldn't have signed on to a garbage movie.
No.
But that almost... The trailer looks like a garbage movie. Or it doesn't even visually look that good.
Do you think it's a weird role for Tom Hardy?
As the hero...
As like the main guy. Mainstream sort of movie.
I think this is his...
Just the hero, the good guy.
I feel this is his most mainstream movie. This will be his most mainstream movie. Because even Mad Max was still...
Yeah, it was out there.
Out there. This will be interesting to see how he plays this.
Mm.
But I'm sure he wouldn't have picked it. Like, it's not like he's struggling.
No, he's got offers.
He's got offers. Left, right, and center.
He's knocking him back.
He's knocking him back. So, and you got Michelle Williams. She's sort of in the art house scene. She's a decent actress, of course.
Yeah.
Great in Dawson's Creek.
Yep.
Give Fantastic. And Woody Harrelson. That's say no
that
more.
That was the only good thing about the trailer.
His name.
No Woody, no Goody.
That's our new rating system. If Woody's
motto on life.
If Woody's not in it, no goody. But Woody's in the movie, so it might be a goody. Mm. But at this stage, no goody.
No Woody.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good movie, but the trailer.
Yeah, failure.
Mm.
For sure.
So, obviously, if Venom's in it, he's a bad guy.
Well, is he in it?
Are we going to see Spider-Man?
Well, apparently, rumoured, allegedly, Tom Holland, a.k.a. the new Spider-Man, a.k.a. the best Spider-Man? Jared, you correct? Yeah, so Tom Holland is rumoured to have filmed a couple of days there.
Mm-hmm.
So to tie it in with the rest of the Marvel Universe a little bit.
Yeah.
But if it's shit, don't tie it in. you know what I mean?
It won't be shit. I think Venom's a good character that they'll be able to do something pretty cool with.
What if they did it let's say everyone like ourselves and people like us know that Venom's coming out, as in superhero movie, you know? We're across it. But people that don't know the character Venom, which he's still an obscure character. He's no Spider-Man, say that. So maybe they're like, let's just show Tom Hardy, Michelle Williams. Should have showed Woody, but hey. To the general audience, just to say, oh, there's a new Tom Hardy movie that looks... Because it kind of looks like maybe it's a psychological thriller almost. There's a bit of that, those cars crashing. But he's in an MRI, he's got an MRI scan, he's... walking around all moody, he's freaking out.
Yeah.
Do you think it's maybe more targeted at people that aren't going to see it or don't even know what Venom is? That's my thoughts.
Mm. I think you could be right. I think they could be looking for an audience that out of the ordinary, I guess, or yeah. Average comic book fans or superhero movie fans.
Yeah, they've already got them.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah, so they anyone who knows that stuff is going to be like,
Let's get people that know who Tom Hardy is, know, you know... Dawson's Creek, love Dawson's Creek, right? To go see it. That could be why, but it's going to upset one or the other, isn't it? It's going to
Apple cart.
It's going to upset the apple cart. Exactly what I was going to say, Jack. The apple cart. It is German for apple.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But regardless of that, it's still a failure.
Well, as a trailer, it's a failure.
Yeah.
Who do you think will be in it as another... Obviously, if he's Venom doing bad shit, someone else is going to be trying to stop him. Can't just be Spider-Man.
Should I drop my famous Adam Pruse Venom predictions 2018? Four words. Woody is Harrelson. Stuffed up the order. Carnage.
Oh.
AKA Red Venom. That's my...
Really? Isn't he old to be Carnage?
Are you ever too old to be Carnage? That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Do you think it's too soon to introduce Carnage, though? Is that too many... Aliens. Symbiotes. Yeah.
Hmm.
What's Woody doing? Is he just a general trying to stop him? Like, it's just like a Hulk sort of situation, do you think? I think they're going to go like a Hulk sort of situation. Although Hulk did have Abomination. Is Woody Harrelson creating Carnage? Yeah, here we go. That's a real generic plot. So General Woody Harrelson is creating... Carnage. He's got the symbiote. He's going to create the Carnage.
Mm-hmm.
Fights Venom at the end.
But so it's a battle of two villains and...
Well, not necessarily a villain, but it's like Hulk. He's going to be wild and crazy.
Are we going to see him that Venom?
Yes. I'm thinking we're going to see that Venom.
Yeah, because I don't want to see the Spider-Man suit
black. Venom, no.
That's shit. Yeah, because it'll just be like Spider-Man in a black suit.
Yeah, Tom Hardy in a black suit.
Yeah.
We don't want to see that.
No.
I think it'll be big tongue Venom.
Yeah.
He's wild and crazy. Army steps in. They've also got the alien symbiote. They build Carnage and then battle. Which...
So does he take the suit off and on? Like, is it something that...
It's or once separate.
Once he's Venom, that's it?
I think he's nuts maybe as well. He's not all there.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it hinted that Michelle Williams was his ex.
Not a full apple cart.
Yeah, exactly. And it said, like, relationships die or whatever. Relationships die. So Stallone did it. Maybe. That's another prediction. So I think something's happened to him. Michelle Williams is like, hey, I'm going with Dawson. Leave me alone. You're out.
Mm.
So he's on the fringe of being a bit nuts.
Looks like someone's
mixed
dead.
With this symbiote.
Maybe a kid, maybe a baby of his.
Dies.
Because they show...
Yeah, someone dies. He said some people die or something in the voiceover too.
So that could be why they're having relationship problems.
Mm.
Yeah.
There you go. Gets deeper and deeper.
It does.
So we've worked out the plot of Venom.
Yep. So we'll, and that's that more sounds like a good movie.
That's more interesting than the trailer. So just release us rambling about the Venom movie and what
the most
happen.
Important thing of that is Woody.
Is Goody.
Is Goody.
All right. Next up.
What Jurassic World 2.
Fallen Kingdom.
Mm.
The kingdom has fallen. Now, Jared.
Now,
question for you.
Question me.
You weren't a big fan of the previous trailer that they released?
No.
Let's be honest.
Well, here we go again.
Here we go again.
Same old.
I thought it was different. Hey, it's different.
You thought it was different? Dinosaurs running around.
But I thought that plot is, hey, we've got to save the dinosaurs from the island exploding. That's what I thought the plot of the movie would be. I thought that's a bit different, isn't it? In a way.
Mm-hmm.
But now this trailer is like, they've built another dinosaur.
Have they?
And it's sneaking into kids' bedrooms like you on a young Josh Brolin in Goonies. Is that what we're talking about?
I was wondering if maybe dinosaurs had made it to...
The real world,
and we're just getting around. It's like,
Do you think they are?
Do you think that would be a cool movie if, we're fucked up. It's not just Jurassic Park. It's Jurassic the World. It's like, they're saying Jurassic World. That's what it's called.
Oh, but you're saying like Planet of the Apes, but the dinosaurs
are getting around again. And people are... Obviously, it's not going to have happened in the timeline.
No.
Like, it's a year later or something.
But would you like this series maybe
to eventually get that way?
Where
there's not, you know, lots of people are dead.
I wouldn't mind it.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
I think that's a cool way to elevate the whole series and make it different.
Mm.
Lead to something at least.
Yeah, it's not like they're trying to save
people. Started with the park
and
then we go to literally the world. Problem is, name of the movie. They've had Jurassic World.
Jurassic Planet.
I was going to say Jurassic Planet.
I read your mind.
You did.
Do you think that
Jurassic Planet
has legs?
I think it
big
has
dinosaur legs.
It does. It has T-Rex legs.
Yeah.
It has Brontosaurus legs, which has four.
Lucky it doesn't have T-Rex arms, because
it'd be the Venom trailer all over again. All right. So regardless of Jurassic Planet, which is coming soon,
hopefully,
let's think about the kingdom that's fallen first.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Originally, I thought, nah, forget about it. I wasn't looking forward to seeing it. I wouldn't have gone to the movies, but this trailer has turned me around.
You wouldn't have gone to the movies. No. Is that a bold claim?
That was...
Really? Wouldn't even entice you?
Yeah, because for one, there's no Woody Harrelson. No.
Oh, man. That's my Woody. That's all I got. I think... Look, I was on board from the credits of Jurassic World, right? I was already there. They could have just shown me that again, because I thought that was great. It had me up in the air applauding.
Have you watched it a second time?
No.
So...
What? Are you saying the second run is the real test on any movie?
I watched it once, went, that was all right. Second time, I went, what the hell was this?
Really? That much of a turn?
It was quite a turn.
Really? That's a big turn.
There's some things that I picked up on, and I was thinking, what? Come on. Like,
but it's a fun romp. We love a fun romp.
I wouldn't mind a romp. I thought fun romp.
Do another built dinosaur, do-it-yourself dinosaur again? Like, this time is a raptor. Like,
is it, though? Yeah. Did they say that?
They say it. Like, oh, we built a dinosaur. It's a raptor. That's that creepy guy in the bed. The creepy
isn't it
bed
just the
dinosaur.
Same dinosaur from the last one, though?
No, that was the Indosaurus Rex, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is a maybe Indoraptor. It survived. You know, at the end, we saw it get
it's a new one.
Chomped on.
Spoiler alert, it's a new one. It's different. It looks different.
Oh, well, sorry.
The other one was white.
I studied the whole...
That one was white, you racist. Remember? Remember it was like albino dinosaur? You said you've seen it twice. You've seen it twice, I've seen it once. I still know it's albino.
The trailer, I can't remember what the dinosaur looked like.
Why are you lying? I'm lying to the court.
I'm not lying.
It's out of your fishy. Yeah, so look, I'll see it. Looks good. Obviously, that plot is still there to save the dinosaurs. But somehow, is the girl's bedroom? Where's the girl's bedroom?
Well, that's the thing. That's what made me go,
ooh. Are they the things that make you go,
That was one of the things that made me go, Jurassic Planet.
This is where it all starts. So, do you reckon that's the final act? Dinosaurs get to...
run around wherever they want. Just taking over the world.
Like GTA 5.
Yeah. Just go wherever they want.
Free world, baby.
Yep.
But did they made it to the city one stage, didn't they? In 3 or something? Didn't they go to the city? Or they had them in a zoo or some shit?
I can't remember now.
Anyway, did they?
Yeah, didn't they transfer, like, they transported them to a zoo or something?
Yeah, yeah. And they run amok.
Yeah.
So 3 sort of did that, I think.
But not like, I'm talking full-on.
Full-on living.
Like, the
they're
world goes
buildings.
Back to
Planet of the
Jurassic
Dinosaurs.
Times. Yeah. Like, jungle everywhere.
But like old buildings.
Around
like,
old buildings.
Yeah,
just
like
jungle.
Empire State buildings covered in
trees.
Trees.
Vines and dinosaurs.
And monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying trailer.
Yes. Well, originally I didn't want to, I didn't care. But after seeing this trailer, I'm lining up at the
really?
Cinema.
Chris Pratt's back.
I love Chris Pratt.
Ron Howard's daughter.
Ron Howard's daughter.
She's great. Great.
Great actress.
And Jeff Goldblum.
Classics.
You know, it's not as good as Woody, but...
So, I just hope he doesn't go too Goldblum.
Too Goldblum?
If he stays in about the same level as his character original.
Yeah.
But, like, Thor.
He's too
Goldblum.
Too Goldblum. He's maximum Goldblum.
Yeah.
In that one.
Too much.
So, he needs to be his character that's the Lost World and Independence Day. That
yes.
Nerdy scientist type character.
Just in between, yeah.
Just stay there. So, that's
a trailer, ads.
That's a trailer.
Adam, it's time for...
What do we got?
We're stopping. The train's stopping at...
We're still on the train. Did we crash it?
We got back on.
Oh, yeah. We're here. What's next?
Avengers. Infinity War.
A mini one at the Super Bowl, wasn't it? How good was the Super Bowl? I loved it.
Why do they have to put... Like, honestly, Avengers, how much money do you think that cost them to put that little thing at the Super Bowl?
Well, it was $5 million for advertisement.
Why would they need to waste money? Honestly,
it's a waste, isn't it? Because everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
We've already seen the trailer. We know
it's
coming.
They've been building this movie up
for 10 years.
It's not like we're going, oh, really? What's this movie?
Who?
Infinity War?
Avengers? Captain America?
What's it all about? We need a trailer.
Cat? What is a giant black cat man?
We need a trailer to tell us. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Are they just flashy with their money now?
Right, they're just like, we can throw it away.
I think that's
they probably paid double. Just said, $5 million.
Keep change.
We'll give you 10.
We're Avengers.
Yeah. They're dressed up like Avengers.
All right, yeah, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't see that much more.
No, not worth $5 million at least, whatever the I still can't get over that.
That's it's got a bees in your bonnet. Hey?
No. And no Woody Harrelson.
No. No Woody.
No. So
but it's still gonna be goody, surely.
It'll be a good movie. But
because here's the thing though. Oof. If Venom is successful, and Thomas and crew, we hope to God it is. By G's God, we hope it is. Woody Harrelson.
Yep.
Whether he's Carnage or not, obviously. When you think Carnage, you think Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
We used to read Spider-Man comics. We're like,
this should be Woody Harrelson.
That's Woody Harrelson. Mm. You know. That means he's tied in with the Marvel Universe. That means it's going to be good. Because he exists in that universe, doesn't he?
Woody, goody.
So that is the reason why every Marvel movie is greatness. Because Woody Harrelson exists in that universe.
Yep.
We've worked it out.
That's it.
There you go. That's the key to success. That's Woody Harrelson.
That Disney, they're going to try and take us out because now we've gotten on. They're like, fuck, how'd these two jerks work it out?
Work out Project Woody. How did they do it? But it would be ironic if Venom is shit because all the other movies are good.
Yeah.
It's like Woody's the fucking, he's the cursed one. What are we saying? Avengers, we've already said it's a trailer.
Well, that little thing that they showed us.
Did it anger you a little?
It's a failure that they had to waste that kind of money.
Yeah.
Just to show us something we already have seen, really.
Well, we got to see that Cap's got shields.
Two little shield things.
Which I don't really they like, look shit. To be honest, if I'm being honest, Cap. Like,
what's he going to stop with that? He has to be pretty precise with
his blocks. Do you
reckon
they're going to be that small? Or are they going to be like big shields?
That was it. They opened up to that.
No.
Yes.
Well, he's got to throw something. Or do you reckon they shoot out? Do you reckon that's lame?
I'm not looking forward to that.
He's got to shoot something.
Give him back his shield. I don't like that thing. It's like a different character now.
Yeah, because he's not even wearing the Captain America suit.
Yeah, and he's got a beard.
Because he's retired.
He's trying to be like Henry Cavill.
Cavill.
Cavill. Try the Cavill. That's what he says.
Henry Cavill's beard. The Cavill. So Mission Impossible mustache doesn't work out.
Try the Cavill.
Jeez. We've got everyone's career saved. Don't worry about that. All right, so the shield is a failure, but...
The trailer.
The trailer is a trailer. Yeah. Nothing new. Anyway, greatness. Again, were you excited, Josh Brolin?
Yes.
Yeah. Does a purple Josh Brolin excite you more than a 16-year-old Josh Brolin? Not going to answer that for legal reasons? Fine. Let's move on. Next trailer.
Back on the train, ads.
Yes. The trailer train.
All
right. Baby.
Next station, skyscraper.
Whoa. Pull up on the pearl.
What's going on?
This is the reason why I think The Rock is dead. Because...
He's not dead, but...
He's not making good life choices.
Nah.
Like, physically,
First of all...
Meal choices, I'm sure, are on point. Look at his body.
Yeah.
Film choices.
Well, he's missing a leg now, so...
All right. Do you think he's got method? Has he got method? Eating his own leg for protein.
Imagine how protein much protein.
I reckon he's done that, and he's hiding it in this movie.
Yeah.
Because why else would the character have
he
one leg?
He did look bigger.
Why else would the character
he's
have
like,
one
I've
leg?
Tried steroids. The only thing I could do now is eat my own leg.
I reckon that's his secret. He's eating his own limbs.
Mm.
He's just going to be a head, literally the Rock. As a rock. Now, he's not going to make that jump. Let's be honest.
No.
That's the big thing.
Are you talking about the jump off the skyscraper? Or?
Just in general. Any jump he makes. Rocks can't jump.
No. Nah.
That is physics. Now, he's running. You can't run.
It's a waddle, isn't it? It's a weird run. It's like he's too big to run.
Is it because he's got no leg, though? Is it a character choice? Is it Daniel Day-Lewis?
I think he's too big to run.
I think he's too bulky to run. That's what I mean. How is he going to make that jump? Even he hasn't even got a good run-up, let alone...
I'm surprised that crane thing's supporting his weight.
I don't think Black Panther or Hayden Christensen could make that jump. You know what I mean? Could you?
That's
an odd combo of people, but I've got a jumper.
But look, at the end of the trailer, they show, obviously...
I don't think that's the same scene.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because remember, there's a scene in this skyscraper trailer. Great trailer, by the way. Watch it. Not. There's a scene in that trailer where he's looking out from inside the skyscraper. You know, like he's... Or is that after he makes it in?
He makes the jump.
And then he goes, whoa.
And looks like he grabs onto some sort of rope thing hanging out the side and gets caught up, and it's almost luck that saves him. So they're trying to make... Because people obviously know, oh, come on, mate.
He's got one leg, he's got a beard, and he's with Nev Campbell. That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
That's worse than the jump.
Yeah.
No offense, Nev. You're great for a couple of blokes like us, The Rock. Hey, he's eating his own arms, mate. He's got a time for you.
But where'd she come from? Like,
where did she go?
Now, that's another tale that this movie is not up there with the A-class.
Because they've got Neve Campbell.
They've got Neve Campbell in it.
Who's next?
What's the last thing she did? The Craft.
Who's the villain? Scott Wolf.
Party of Five.
Scott yes. Wolf.
The big bad Scott Wolf.
Oh, look out. Yeah, I know. But she had the Scream series. Successful.
Yeah.
Wild Things. Did make my heart sing and my pants wet.
Because you were watching it in a spa.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And kissing myself.
What?
I was having a threesome.
With yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. But besides all that, shenanigans, The Skyscraper, right?
Yeah.
It's futuristic.
Yes.
Right. Just let that marinate in your mind for a sec. Here's my famous Adam Proust Skyscraper predictions, 2018. Could his fake leg have a jetpack in it?
Like Iron Man, Iron Man.
Why is it set in the future? Does it need to be set
because
in the future?
The building is futuristic.
But does that, is that...
It doesn't look like it's that.
I think that whole plot point is to reveal he's got
jetpack leg.
A robot leg with jetpack fuel.
Now, you see him buckling it up like it's just a standard, blown off my leg.
I reckon
it's
that's...
It's not like it's a cyborg leg.
I think it is.
No.
I'm saying he's got a cyborg leg because that almost might save the movie.
Mm.
If he's just shoots his leg at people, like that character from
Did you
Cops.
Get a feeling of like Die Hard, Nakatomi Plaza, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like a one-legged Die Hard, pretty much.
Yeah. Like,
do you think
honestly,
this...
who why is he signed up for this movie? If I read that shit, I would have gone,
so he's got
mate, I'm above this crap.
Exactly. But he's almost like, you know when... He should look to the past when he looks at Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Arnie even.
Yeah.
Made some bad choices.
Yeah.
Almost signing up for anything at a certain stage of their career. He's almost doing that. Like Jumanji's great.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm looking at your books. I'm saying keep Jumanji.
Yep.
Fast and the Furious, okay, it's ridiculous, but it's quality ridiculousness. Yeah? And you know, it's not... The weight's not on you, Rock.
No.
You're not the Rock lifting up everyone. You got it's an ensemble.
Yeah.
You can blame other people, point fingers. That's it's all good. You're getting
And
your
his own... character's good in that.
It's great. You know? In this one, it's all on you, baby.
Mm.
Now, Baywatch,
yeah.
It wasn't great. It wasn't
good. I don't think it was meant to be a serious...
No.
It was just an excuse for him to get his gear off, really.
Yeah, I think... But maybe the script wasn't great. The jokes didn't land too well. So it's not all on the Rock. But... Have you seen he's got Rampage coming out? Have you seen the trailer for this?
I don't remember
the video game Rampage?
Yeah.
So it's that. Giant.
Does he become Giant Man?
Well, in the game he was a giant man, wasn't he?
I don't remember the giant man.
Was there a giant man?
I don't think there was.
A giant Godzilla.
I thought there
lizard.
Was just giant lizard.
Gorilla. But there was four.
Something else.
Wolf.
And something else.
I think a man.
I don't think it was.
So I'm thinking my obviously famous Adam Proust Rampage predictions of 2018. Giant Rock. Will that save Rampage? See, I think that's... It looks shit anyway. That looks stupid too.
Yeah, it does
look stupid. So, what am I going to do this year? We've got a movie about giant monsters. You fight them? Okay, I'll do that. What about one about a skyscraper? Yeah, I'll do that. You know, and he's got one coming out next year, Jungle Cruise. It's almost like...
What's that?
I don't even know. It's about probably him on a cruise ship
versus the jungle.
Like, it's like, listen to the names,
almost.
Like, oh, Rock, I'm worried about ya. You know, he's got Hobbs coming up. That's safe. Fast and Furious spin-off. Good. Good character. Why can't he just be like a military cool action dude?
Well, that's what he's built.
San Andreas 2 is coming out.
No.
You know, this goes on and on. And on and on. On and on.
San Andreas for me...
It's pretty bad, I'll be honest. It's not great.
That was when I started questioning
Rock. Looking at his books and saying, hey, give us a look at your books.
Yeah, and things were starting to not add up. Well, actually, the Tooth Fairy...
Yeah, but I think that was the old... That was when he was... That was in a different era. That was when he was doing kids' movies trying to be serious. Then he embraced it. Oh, I'm the big rock man. I'm action man.
Give me the juice.
Let me eat my legs. And I'm back. And then he started doing the action movies, you know? Embracing
tell
it.
You what,
but now it's like, let's just do dog shit.
Tell you what I think. Would have been tell sick. So there's a new Predator movie coming out. Arnie's not in it.
No.
If you're not getting Arnie, get The Rock.
Next best thing. He's the new Arnie.
He's the only one with the body.
Yeah.
He's got charisma.
Yes.
He's a funny guy. He's confident.
Everyone loves him.
And I think he'd be able to take on that role.
Yeah.
And just be like a sick Dutch's cousin or something.
Or, I'm Dutch's cousin. Give me the gravy. So do you think it's The Rock's personality where he sort of doesn't want to do sort of R-rated action movies? Like, if The Predator is that, doesn't want to be
Why
that.
Why wouldn't you want to do that?
That's your bread and butter, baby. Give me the veggies. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He, do you think he just wants to do the family? Oh, everyone can go see Skyscraper. That might be his personality. He might stick with the family stuff. Because almost Skyscraper is just like a fit. Like, it's like everyone can go see that. No, it's not going to be too violent. It's not going to be too much swearing.
It's going to be...
You're not going to be in a strip club.
San Andreas in a building, though.
Yeah, that's basically it, isn't it? That's probably what they pitched it as. And he's like, it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit in a building. What if it's a futuristic building? Done. And you've got one leg.
Oh, baby. It's like lucky because I just finished eating.
Perfect timing. That means I can't eat the other one. He was about to eat the second one.
No, he's beautiful. Like, I better keep one.
That's beautiful. Failure. Sorry to say, Rock. Next year, things will pick up.
I'm saying failure, but...
You're not going to see the movies.
If you,
just to see how bad it is.
If you and me are both free and...
Snack? Snack at the movies.
Are you asking me what snack I'd have?
This is Jared's new segment, Rock a Snack. Where he tells us a snack he has with every Rock movie. Mm. Are we going to the movies for this? I think we have to.
Would you go
we
to
have
the
to talk about it on the
I
show.
Don't think this, I think this movie needs the big screen.
I think it needs the big screen. I think it needs the big boys to lay The Rock down. That was his move, remember? Who laid The Rock down on the
Smackhead. Smackhead? I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
So, all right, we'll go see Skyscraper for you listeners. How's that grab you? Jared's regretted it already. He suggested it.
Nah,
we're going to go.
I think we'll go see it.
All right. We'll do it for the show.
But with low expectations.
And low carbs.
Because the right carbs. So, snack, I'm saying raw chicken and broccoli.
Yeah, and two of our toes.
Yep.
Just got to start somewhere. Yep. All right.
Okay.
All right.
It's
next
time,
one.
Adam. It's time.
What is it time for? What do we got?
Guaranteed trailer.
You're guaranteed. Avengers again.
Solo.
Finally, we got to see some Solo action. We got two trailers. We got a teaser during the Super Bowl, as promised, and the full Gook.
First of all,
the full Woody.
Woody.
Yep.
Woody Harrelson.
As soon as I saw his came over.
Mate, as soon as I saw that, I tried to book a ticket online, but it was obviously it's a bit early for that. But...
I didn't even watch the rest of the trailer. But saw Woody, that's it.
That's it. Came in my pants.
Yep. To my house. Yes. And said, hey, we've got to go see Solo.
He said, why are you only wearing pants? Because that's what I was wearing.
When you saw Woody.
Yeah.
That's it. And it was great. Mm. And we went and booked our tickets. And all was fine with the world. Mm. But Solo. Now, we've said in the past that we hated Star Wars The Last Jedi.
You said that.
Yeah, and you have hinted at it.
No. There's things that I was disappointed about.
You've force projected yourself into the room when I'm talking about it, so you can't lock yourself into a definitive answer. Is this right?
Are you saying that you didn't enjoy the movie itself without the storyline issues, the things that we wanted to see or wanted answers on didn't happen? Did you enjoy the movie?
No.
Okay.
There's your answer. You heard it here first.
Can't argue with that.
For the 20th time, didn't like it. Now, so I was like,
what if Woody Harrelson was in it?
Mate, we can talk about what is for till the cows come home. Well, the space cows come home and Luke sucks their nipples off. We can talk about it. But he wasn't.
Okay.
Now, he is in this universe, though. So maybe rewatching The Last Jedi, knowing that he is in the Star Wars... This is why Star Wars is so great. Again, Woody's in the Marvel universe and the fucking Star Wars universe. We've worked it out. Disney's magic.
Disney
We've sucked their recipe dry. We've found the secret ingredients.
Woody Harrelson is
God.
Walt Disney or God.
Either.
But it's, I think, Walt Disney's mind. So, obviously, his body.
Hang on. Woody is short for Walt. Everyone knows that. Where's Woody come from? Walt.
Walt.
Woody, the name of Toy Story, character.
Which is a Pixar.
Pixar Disney film, played by Tom Hanks, who is a good actor too, like Woody Harrelson. I think we worked it out again.
Fuck. I think if you look hard enough, you'll see that everything links back
to Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson. Yeah, that's great. Mm. Great revelations there. Good work, boys. we've seen Solo. Not the movie, the trailer.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited. Now, like I said, last year it was a bit of a letdown for both of us, Jared. Let's be honest. I said, I don't know about you, this is too soon. No one wants to see Han Solo movie in general. Mm. It's a waste. Like the Super Bowl ad for Avengers, it's a waste.
Yeah.
And saying, promising that we're going to get it in May, too soon.
Yeah. But
so, save it for December.
I think they were onto something good with this and said, we need to drop this.
I think they did.
Star Wars.
I think they might have saved Star Wars. They've saved it for now. Like a flat line. Beep. And this clear. Is just a little Solo trailer. You know, next one, Solo movie. And then, we're back. Or maybe.
Yeah.
But we didn't, no guarantees. But what did you think?
Originally, for me, obviously a different actor playing Han Solo.
I didn't even notice. That's how good.
That's how good. Certain Alden. His expressions, facial expressions, are Harrison Ford-esque. Yes.
They are hints at Harrison.
Mm.
But I'm happy that he's not full on copying Harrison. Like, he's not impersonating Harrison Ford or Han Solo. Well, he's creating his... Like, he's a little bit different, as in...
He's cockier, maybe...
Yeah, he is. And I think he's charismatic. Yeah. And I think he's going to be a unique little character, man.
Do you think he looks short?
Maybe
it's because I'm looking out on my phone.
Do you think in the scene where he's joining the Empire, by the looks of it, he does look short. In the Millennium Falcon, he's sitting on some yellow pages.
Yeah.
But yes, he does look a little bit short, and Harrison Ford is tall, notoriously tall.
Mm.
He had to eat his angles off. To fit on screen. That's true. But Jared, you're pointing at me like you've got a point to make.
Yes. Do you think, Adam?
Yes.
He's applying to work at the Empire.
Yes, to work there, yeah. Job interview, yep.
I think he's there to smuggle something.
In or out?
Out.
Out. But do you think he could be rescuing Chewie, or he could be undercover, or he might be seriously considering it? Because at the end of the day, the Empire is...
Pretty good job, you think?
Good paying. But at the end, if he wants to be a pilot, it's like, well, this is what I'm going to do. He, again, obviously, we've seen it many times in Star Wars, infiltrate the Empire, just dress up like him.
Yeah.
That's it. Simple. Easy.
It's quite easy.
That's what you need to do. Just get a Stormtrooper outfit, you're done. You're set. Like Alden.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be unique. You don't want Jai Courtney, you don't want Sam Worthington, you don't want generic action dude.
Star Wars always bring in a new face.
A new hope.
And a new hope. But they always bring in an actor that we're not... Like, we might have... Obviously, their career isn't starting, hey.
Right now.
Hey, dude, you want to be on Star Wars?
They're not fresh off the street.
No, but they're not big names that we know. And I think that helps the perform... Like, because we don't expect anything.
That's right. There's no expectations. Alden, we like you. He's got me. Already. He said 2 bits of dialogue, 3 bits of dialogue.
Mm.
I like him. I like the kid.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to go far. What about everyone else? So we have Lando. Donald Glover. Does he look like Lando? A young Lando?
I think he does.
I think he's done it.
I think he's pulled it off.
All right.
Emilia Clarke.
Great. Kira.
She's also short. Maybe they've had to get a short actress because he's short.
She's in it, playing herself, sort of.
Herself?
Well, it's... I don't know. We saw an accent. That's her accent. I don't know what she does.
I don't know.
There's probably she's got a gun, so she shoots stuff, maybe?
Well, she must have a gun.
She must. Beckett, which is Woody Harrelson with a comb over.
Yeah.
He's putting together a team.
Of smugglers.
Monkey Man, a Wookiee, another girl, Kira, Han Solo, Lando, a Porg, I think. Is there a Porg in there? I don't know. So, what do we see in this trailer? We see Harrison Ford driving.
Harrison Ford?
See, he started already.
You thought it was Harrison Ford. That's...
Alden, you beautiful bastard.
What an actor.
He's done it. So we see Alden, a youngin, Harrison Ford, ironically.
Yes.
driving around, being a madman. He's young, he's loose, he wants to be the best pilot.
Yeah.
It's similar to Star Trek, when it's, you know, a young Shatner.
Yeah.
Played by Chris Pine.
Yeah.
He was a loose cannon. He's a rebel. He's driving a car around.
Yeah.
He wants to be in space.
But that's Han Solo.
That's Han.
That's Han.
And we also see the Falcon.
Yes. And it looks brand new inside.
How good does it look? What did they do? Those boys.
Harrison Ford? He must be a slob.
That was the actor? Or
Sorry. Han Solo.
We could get sued by Harrison Ford. I'm not a slob. Kid.
Get off my plane.
You were going to say Lord. You would have called Clint Eastwood a slob too, weren't you? Those slobby old men.
But with Slobby Young Man, Wookiee Man, Chewbacca, and
surely
Han
they could
Solo.
Have cleaned the ship.
Does Han give a shit?
He doesn't care.
They're eating pizzas, they're watching porn, they're wrestling.
Yeah.
It's playing. A patchula pad.
Yeah. Patchula pad? Did you say patchula pad?
I don't know what I said. Mm. It's a house where boys will be boys inside the Falcon. Once he steals it off Lando, whatever he does.
He won it.
Won it in a fight.
In a game?
Yeah, a game of fight.
A game of fight.
And he flew it through that bloody giant octopus.
Yeah, that is the one thing I'm going...
Not sure about it.
I don't like giant animal things.
What is it with Han Solo and Harrison Ford and
giant
octopuses?
Giant worm octopus things.
He remember loves that? Them, doesn't he? He was smuggling them in Force Awakens.
Yeah, remember that movie where there's a giant... He parks his ship inside a giant...
7 days, seven nights.
Giant worm.
The movie.
No, he parks his ship inside the giant worm.
Remember that movie when he did it?
Well, the other Star Wars movie he was in.
I thought you were talking about a different movie.
No.
Air Force One.
So he parks the Millennium Falcon. Remember, he's like trying to lose him through the
asteroid field.
Yep. And he goes inside the planet, the big hole.
Yes.
Turns out he's in a giant worm. He's
done it again. Bloody Harrison Ford, aka Han Solo, he's done it. Yeah, so what is it? He loves these weird buggy drawing things, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, so we see that. But before we get the reveal of the giant octopus, he does that Millennium Falcon flip, the famous flip.
And
did
takes
you like
out
it?
A TIE fighter.
Now, why can we ask why he hasn't done that since? Is it because it's too old? Do you reckon it's pizza crust and cheese stuck behind that button that allows him to do that flip? Or he's just forgotten? Or it's a prequel and they didn't think of doing that in the older movies.
I think they just thought that'll look cool.
Yeah. In the new one.
And they...
Yeah.
There's probably no reason that he needed to do it in other ones. Like maybe that was the only perfect moment where that was an
that option. Was ever going to work. It's only going to work once. That's maybe he's tried it a couple of times since and it hasn't worked. He's given up.
Yeah.
Han Solo is not going to embarrass himself for no woman or Wookiee, is he?
No.
That's what he always says. So if he's done that flip a couple of times later... Maybe this next Han Solo movie, they show him doing that flip.
Yeah.
Like, keep half an
just
hour.
All the time.
Half an hour of that scene.
Then someone says, come on, mate, give it a rest.
And he's like, never. He's just in there, eating pizzas. And Chewie's like, rah, 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 rah. Great. Great impression. Wasn't it? Was it a good one?
It was terrible.
Now, do you think visually, you're happy with the visuals? Does it look different enough? Yet the same.
Yeah, it's got a Star Wars feel about it, definitely.
Mm.
Mate, Ron Howard is like another Woody Harrelson.
He is. Makes great movies and great daughters.
That's it.
That's all you need. That's all I have to say about Ron Howard. Wears a hat well, like a baseball hat's great.
Yep.
On top of the old red ring. You know what I mean? I think we've gone safe bets with Ron Howard.
Fuck yeah.
Admittedly. So they fired the other two Jokers, whatever their names were.
Joaquin
Phoenix and Jared Leto, yeah. And it's cost them $300 million, Jared. They've basically made two movies. Would you like to see the other version if this is
Ron
either
Howard,
good?
Ron Howard says no.
You've got to trust Ron Howard. Who else are you going to trust? Academy Award winning director. Friends with George Lucas.
I'd definitely trust him.
Looks great. There's a train. What about, did you get Mad Max vibes with that guy in the mask?
Oh,
like
yeah.
A tribe.
There was something.
And the gunslinger.
He looks like some
the gunslinger.
Sort of bounty hunter thing.
But he's reaching for his gun, the blaster.
Mm.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I think this movie's going to be really good.
I reckon it's going to be tops. I reckon it's going to surprise
everyone.
I think
everyone. It's going to be up there with Rogue One.
I think it's going to be better.
Than Rogue One?
That's my call.
Is that because of Woody?
It's because of Woody. It's because of... Rogue One's a different beast.
Mm.
It's... Things that made me go, is Rogue One. And it's a depressing tale. It's a bit dark.
Where's this a bit more of an upbeat?
This is a romp. This is a fun romp, isn't it?
The Ron Bopper romp.
Ron Bopper romp.
That's it.
That's what we want. Solo. A Ron Bopper romp.
And everyone just knows that's Ron Howard directed.
Don't worry about Star Wars story. It's a Ron Bopper romp. Yeah, this is great. It's great. I'm saying Star Wars is back. That's how excited I am.
Like,
I didn't even want
the only
movie.
Thing that made a comeback like this was the Backstreet Boys.
When they came back with Incomplete. How good was that? That was a comeback.
It was.
It didn't go anywhere after that, admittedly, but...
But we said, hey, Backstreet's
all
back.
You need is one. We only need one solo. We only need one Incomplete song. So,
I didn't want the movie beforehand. Now I want it now. I want to see it now. This is my second most excited movie I'm excited for.
What's your first excited?
Avengers.
Really? I've almost lost a bit of interest.
Shut up.
Look, it'll
Shut
be
up, mate.
But
is it because you've seen it before?
I feel like I've seen it
before. A couple of times already. Or maybe more.
So I'm like, okay. Now who are they fighting?
Right. So is Solo more... Are you more excited for Solo than Avengers?
Yeah.
Now that you've seen the footage?
I am.
It's on record? They're all great movies to look forward to, aren't they, Joe?
They are, it's...
We're going to see them all. Even Skyscraper, apparently. We're committed to that. Let's see The Rock in his own leg. And then have a jetpack in it. That's what's going to happen. That'll be a movie.
Now that's
That'll save it.
And then John Boyega is standing on the ground and goes, now that's one hell of a pilot.
Really? He's in it, saying that.
It's possible.
That would be one of our hell of a pilot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would. Well, that's been the show. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've enjoyed those trailers. Let us know. Contact us, lasersandwichpod@outlook.com. If you've liked those trailers, if you hated those trailers, your thoughts on the trailers.
So there's one that we've missed and that you guys think we should have...
Spoken about.
And,
you know...
Gone off the rails with.
Yeah, let us know. You can follow us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Snapchat, SnapPig.
No dick pics ads.
What about Josh Brolin dick pics?
If Josh Brolin wants to send me a dick pic, then that's fine.
I'll bet he's Josh Brolin.
Of course. Right, well, he's not going to go back in time and take a photo of his dick. Cable. They didn't have camera phones back then, Adam.
Did you try?
Unless he's going to send a letter with like a Polaroid of his dick.
If you're listening, Josh, just do that. Yeah, write a letter.
But it's like blank and then I have to shake it.
Just to develop it.
And then it comes up with his dick.
And it's verbal. Look forward to that, Jared. And we'll see you next week for Black Panther.
Yes. That's what I mean. Like Avengers Infinity War.
Yes, tell me
We're
about
gonna
it.
We're going to get a taste of it with Black Panther.
But it's only a nibble. It's a nibble, baby.
It's going to be a pretty big taste.
But it's because we're eating the same thing twice. Is that what you're saying? So it's like entree like- size, and this is the big main. So you've got the entree.
Yeah.
Is Joaquin Wah.
Yeah.
The main is Joaquin Wah with
Jared Lettuce.
Jared Lettuce.
Yep.
So that's you're saying metaphors there. Yep. Black Panther. Just in case you've lost us.
Just hanging there.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Is Joaquin Wah.
Yep.
And Avengers Infinity War is Joaquin Wah with Jared Lettuce. Is Ant-Man and the Wasp Joaquin Wah with a drizzle of cream for dessert? Is it all too similar? Is it all too much Joaquin Wah? Is Marvel too much Joaquin Wah?
I think it's too much Joaquin Wah.
Well, we'll find out next week. We'll be in the first entree of Joaquin Wah. The Black Panther. We'll see you then.
Laser Sandwich. Not a podcast about lasers or sandwiches.
Just like the Super Bowl. What a great game that was, too. I couldn't
Terrific.
Believe that.
Like, I couldn't believe how much they won by.
It was
tight and loose.
Tight and loose and fast and quick. And the score was amazing. Like, they played...
They touched down.
They played a game.
And
they played the game.
Some good passes.
And that's it.
That's what you get.
They were there to play the game, and they played the game well.
That's correct.
Both sides. I would give it to both sides, but obviously the winner won. At the end of the day, and what a great victory it was, and you know,
terrific stuff,
you know, and it was
great atmosphere.
Some people expected it, some unexpected it. So
Justin Timberlake did a good job.
Oh, he sang beautifully. Mm-hmm. You know,
still got the moves.
I can't believe Janet Jackson came out again and ripped both Norgs out. You
know? With Candy Crush Saga, the crush is real. For the first time ever, we're celebrating real crushers and their stories inside the game. Find out why they love playing, complete levels inspired by them, and win rewards they chose for you. For a limited time only, see why the crush is very real with Candy Crush Saga. Download now from the App Store or Google Play for free. Ends May 27th. Available to selected players level 25 and over.